Hey there. What? You didn't lock the door. So, anybody could have just walked in on you taking a shower. And as you can see, someone did. This isn't what you were hoping for, is it? You certainly don't look too disappointed to see me here. Or maybe you just like seeing me in nothing but a towel. What? Shh, shh, shh. Baby, shh. My sister and her parents left to go do some shopping, so they'll be gone for a little while. So nobody is gonna catch us. So, come on, scooch over, let me join you. What's the matter? Why are you covering up? Don't tell me you're still shy after everything we went through in the kitchen the other night. Here, give me your hands. Yeah, it's okay, baby. I just want to get a good look at you. Oh, there we go. What a nice body you have. It's a real shame that my sister never wants to give it any attention. And look at that. You're already getting hard. You've been waiting for this, haven't you? Just aching for the moment that I stop circling my prey and go in for the kill. You remember that deal we made the other night, right? You haven't been touching yourself, have you? I like how you stuttered that no. It seems like you were a little apprehensive, but you didn't do it, did you? Oh, good boy. I'm very proud of you for that. It couldn't have been easy after I had you so fucking close to the edge. Yeah, I bet you've been thinking about me a lot since then, haven't you? I've certainly been thinking about you. I've been thinking about how your dick fell in my hand. And how it would feel in other places as well. It's torture staying in this house with you. Do you know that? Every time we're in the same room, I have to resist the urge to just pounce on you. Yeah. Uh-oh. My towel's getting wet. I can feel it getting heavier. It may just slip soon, and then we're both, going to be naked. Oops. Look at me. No peeking. Not until I get a kiss first. What? Is it okay if I just put my hands here on your chest since I pushed you against the wall? Now, let me turn around for you, pretty boy. Because I want your cock right here, between my thighs. Just push up against you. Now, why don't you tell me how that feels, baby? Yeah, you like it? What if I start moving? What if I start sliding you through the tight little gap in my thighs like this? Yeah, holy shit is right. Here, give me your hands, baby. You can put them right here. Oh, my tits. Good boy, don't be shy. You've been so patient for me, and now it's time for your reward. Yeah, can you feel my pussy, baby? It feels so good when your cock rubs against it like that. So tell me, have you ever fucked a girl before? I didn't think so. After all, my sister's your first love, isn't she? And we both know she's not giving you any action. Don't you want to know what it feels like, baby? It would be so easy for me to fuck you right now. Just imagine it, the walls of my pussy gripping your cock as I slide every inch of you inside of me. Then again, wouldn't I be crossing a line? I mean, you are my sister's boyfriend, and I don't know if I could do that to her. Oh, you really want to? You'd betray her like that. You are so fucked up. When I first met you, I thought you were so sweet and innocent. But look at you now, groaning in my ear. As I slide your dick between my thighs. Can you feel how soaked your cock is getting? It isn't just from the shower, baby. Your slutty little bones are making me so fucking wet. No, baby, not just yet. I'm afraid I can't let you fuck me until I can be sure that I've turned you into a brainless little fuck toy. That means no questions, no hesitations. You're gonna have to learn to obey me without even thinking. Speaking of which, I'm gonna move your hands down to my waist now. Yeah, like this. And you're gonna start fucking my thighs. Now, what did I just say about obeying me? Don't think. Just thrust those pretty little hips for me. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Yeah, pull me back and forth on your cuff, baby. Don't worry. I won't stop squeezing my legs together. It'll be nice and tight for you. Yeah. Oh, does it feel too good? You poor thing. You must be so desperate to come after I left you right on the edge the other night. What do you think? Should I let you finish this time? Or leave you a dumb, frustrated little mess again? Oh, really? You need it? Well, then if you need it so badly, then you won't mind begging for it. No, not good enough. Come on, baby. I know you can beg better than that. Oh, that's more like it. Yeah, beg me more. Oh, you like my thighs that much, huh? Yeah? You want to come all over them? Oh. Well, I really want you to feel good, baby. I just need one teeny tiny little thing from you. Yeah. I need you to tell me you're mine. Tell me I can do whatever I want to do with you, and then I'll let you come. Well, I'm waiting. Oh, yeah, like that. There's a good boy. Oh, come here. Lean forward a little bit so I can whisper in your ear. Come for me right now. Be a good, just come on, baby. Be a good boy. Come for mommy. Good boy. Good fucking boy. I had a feeling you'd like hearing me say that. You know, you make such cute noises when you come. And the fact that you're off limits makes you taste so much fucking sweeter, baby. By the way, it's your last night here tomorrow, isn't it? Well, since you've been so good for me, I thought I might give you a little going away present tomorrow night. I'll leave you to think about what that could be. But you enjoy the rest of your shower, baby, okay? Oh, don't mind me. I'm just getting one